News release. Flamborough Glanbrook MPP Donna Skelly. The Ontario government is investing $504,900 for necessary building upgrades and repairs to three children and social services agencies in Flamborough Glanbrook. This funding is part of the government's $21.6 million investment this year to ensure that agencies across the province continue to connect people to support in safe, accessible facilities. Our local children's and social services organizations are at the heart of our community, and our government is proud to invest in Flamborough Glanbrook, said Donna Skelly, MPP for Flamborough Glanbrook. By funding these repairs and upgrades, we are helping ensure that vulnerable Ontarians can access high-quality services and supports in safe and accessible spaces. Funding through the Partner Facility Renewal Program is provided to agencies, such as shelters for women and children, homes that provide daily support for people with developmental disabilities, facilities for survivors of human trafficking, and facilities for children and youth with special needs. This year, 642 projects across the province are being funded to address essential maintenance and infrastructure repairs, such as upgrading accessibility ramps and lifts, installing security systems, and retrofitting kitchen and washroom spaces. In Flamborough Glanbrook, the following agencies are receiving funding. $77,400 will help Choices Association Inc. $197,200 will help Rigiel Supports for Community Living. $230,300 will help the Good Shepherd Center of Hamilton. Community agencies make our province stronger and more vibrant by connecting people to the services they need, where they need it, said Michael Parsa, Minister of Children, Community and Social Services. Our government is investing in hundreds of local community agencies so that they can spend more time helping people and less time worrying about building repairs. Quick facts. This year, as part of the Partner Facility Renewal Program, the government is investing a total of $21.68 million in for 642 projects at 181 community agencies across the province. Community agencies deliver vital programs related to anti-human trafficking, autism, child welfare, children's mental health, developmental services, child development, Indigenous health and wellness, interpreter and intervener services, violence against women and youth justice services. Approximately 19,000 adults with developmental disabilities received supportive living services in 2022-23. In 2022-23, more than 61,000 children and youth received community-based rehabilitation services, such as occupational therapy, physiotherapy, and speech-language pathology. In addition, nearly 83,000 students received school-based rehabilitation services from children's treatment centers. Over the past 5 years, Ontario's emergency women's shelters served an average of 14,300 women and their dependents each year.